Today's date is March 1st, 2016. Would you state your full name first?
Joyce Ann Henderson.
Your date of birth and your present age?
January 12th, 1947. I am 69 years old.
Tell us where we're recording this interview.
We are recording this interview in a replica living room of Clara Shepherd Looper at the Oklahoma History Center.
And we could point out that right next door...
Next door is a replica of Katz Drugstore. The first sit-in took place at that drugstore, August 19, 1958.
There are about six stools there up to that lunch counter, so people can get a feel of what it looked like, but not a feel of what it felt like.
That's correct.
Joyce, where were you born?
I was born in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, but I was raised in Spencer, Oklahoma. Spencer and Oklahoma City connect. In fact, we say Spencer is the suburb of Oklahoma City.
Your mother's name?
My mother's name is Fannie Mae Johnson. She was a Johnson and married a Johnson.
Tell us about your mother.
My mother was a hard worker. She was the mother of four girls. I'm the oldest of four girls. We're about 6 years apart from the youngest to the oldest. So at one time, my mother had four babies that she was taking care of while my daddy was working. For a long time, mother was a stay-at-home mom. Later on, she started working at what was called Oklahoma Waste Material Company. After that, she went back to a vocational school and became one of the taxpayer assistants for the Oklahoma Tax Commission. That's where she retired from after 30 years of work. My dad,
his name?
Eddie Lee Johnson, retired from Tinker Air Force Base. He was a civilian worker, and he was a hard worker. He went to a vocational school to become a draftsman. So both of my parents were hard-working parents and provided the best education for us by allowing us to go to college.
They didn't go to college, but they thought it was important that they go to some school to better themselves.
That is correct, and they stressed education in our household. We graduated from Dungie High School, the same school my dad graduated from, and my mother graduated both from Dungie High School. We lived in the community, went to school in the community, went to church in the community. The neighborhood itself was called Green Pastures, and Green Pastures was the community in Spencer where we grew up.
Elementary school was...
Dungie School consisted of elementary, junior high, and senior high school, and all located on the same campus.
And then you were on to college.
Went on to Langston University in 1964. I graduated from Dungie in May 1964 and was able to go to Langston on a band scholarship. At least that's how I started out. But being in the band was so demanding. After the first year, I went on a work-study program, and that's how I paid for my college education.
You were a vocalist, too. We know you as that.
Well, I don't think they wanted me to sing. But yes, I played the clarinet at Dungie. Really, I was a majorette and became the majorette leader under the direction of Donald Edwards. He had a requirement that if you were a majorette, you also had to play an instrument, because when we were not performing during the football season, we were performing with the orchestra or the band during concert band season. So I chose to play the clarinet. Wasn't the best at it, but I did it. I also played for the jazz band because I was pianist of my church. Not that I could play the best jazz, but I could read music well enough for the teacher to have me to play for the jazz band. So I played for the jazz band, and I played the clarinet.
What church did you attend?
I grew up in really two churches. Let me explain that. My church was First Baptist in Green Pastures. However, at 12 years old, I started playing for a Methodist church, St. John Christian Methodist Episcopal Church At that time, it was called St. John Colored Methodist Episcopal Church. The name changed from color to Christian in 1954. So at any rate, the preacher was assigned to reopen the church. He needed a musician. He went to my music teacher so she could recommend some of her students that could play hymns at that time. I was one of the ones she recommended. He talked to my father to see if I could take on that responsibility, and my dad gave him permission to ask me if I wanted to take on the responsibility. So I started playing for St. John CME Church, located a block from my regular church. I got my start playing for the choir, played for St. John CME Church for 30 years. I retired in 1989 as the Minister of Music Emeritus. We had some young people in our church who could take us to the next level when it came to singing in the choir and playing for the choir. So from then on, I started playing for the church's missionary choir, and I continue now playing for the missionary choir. I still sing in the choir. I still have a lot of energy, I guess, so I devote my time in church to that. So really, I grew up in the Baptist church and I grew up in the Methodist church. I could still participate in all of my activities in the Baptist church and continue my responsibilities that I had in the Methodist church. My husband and I joined the Methodist church when we married in 1967.
And your husband's name?
My husband's name is William Gerald Henderson, and he's a native of Lawton, Oklahoma. He's also a graduate of Langston University. We decided if I'm going to continue to play, we need to go head on and join to be of one denomination. And that's what we did. So I've been a member there ever since 1967.
Are you the only one in the family, your family, that was musical?
No. In fact, each one of us played some kind of music. And part of that is because my dad sang in a quartet many, many years before the group dissolved. So we were around music in his family from both sides of the family. My sister Etta, next to me, she played the piano. My sister Barbara played the alto saxophone and regular saxophone in the band. And my younger sister, Laverne, took piano lessons as well as she played in the band. So we all had some music in our growing up days.